This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Today, a former FBI agent convicted of helping the late Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger will ask a parole board in Florida for compassionate release from prison. Lawyers for 80-year-old John Connolly say he has multiple health problems and should be granted release. For a closer look, we're joined this morning by David Boeri, former WBUR reporter who closely followed the Bulger saga and the Bulger trial for years. Good morning, David, and welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
So, David, remind us exactly who John Connolly is and the role he played in the Whitey Bulger case.
In the history of Boston, few people have ever held the stage like John Connolly did. He was the star of the war on organized crime. He was an FBI agent credited with bringing down the mafia. Looked like a million, dressed like a don, French cuffs, manicured, cock of the walk, prince of the city. He was one of the uomini respettati, the men of respect. No one ever fell farther than John Connolly, however. It was all because he was the handler of Bulger and Flemmy, two FBI top echelon secret informants, and the bright shining star turned out to be a bright shining lie. He was accused and convicted of being a member of their mob.
Be specific on that note, David. What was John Connolly convicted of?
There were two trials, a federal trial here in 2002 and a state trial in Florida in 2008. He was convicted in Boston of tipping Whitey Bulger off to a coming indictment against him so that Bulger had time to flee. And of course, he became a fugitive for 16 years.
Tell us about the murders.
So the Highline murders involved a plot by Bulger's mob to take over a company called World Highline, a betting facility in Miami. They were recruited by a guy named John Callahan, who was a businessman from Boston who liked hanging out with mobsters. Callahan wanted to take over World Highline, so he recruited Bulger and company to murder the president, which they did, John Martorano being the gunman, in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1981. Eventually, Martorano walked into federal court like a refrigerator draped in design clothing and sunglasses, and he testified against Bulger and against Connolly, saying Connolly was the one that tipped them off. On that basis, Connolly was convicted of second-degree murder with a firearm. Connolly's conviction in Florida has always felt twisted. It's because of what happened at the trial. The jury didn't like the witnesses. They acquitted him of conspiracy to murder and of murder. But at the last moment, they were allowed to consider another charge, which was second-degree murder while in possession of a firearm. And he did have a firearm because he was an FBI agent, just like every other FBI agent has a firearm as a part of their job. And he had that firearm in his possession, even though he was nowhere near the murder scene. He was 1,500 miles away, and it wasn't his weapon that was used to kill Martorano. But on that theory, the jury convicted him. And so he got sentenced to 40 years in prison as a result of that.
David, what do we know about John Connolly's health in this request before the Florida Commission on Offender Review that he be released early?
Connolly's attorney says he's suffering from multiple melanomas and diabetes. This isn't the first time he's been there. He actually filed an application last year. Last year, he was denied.
David, do you think the FBI has any interest at all in seeing John Connolly out of jail? Do you think they'd rather he stay in?
It's hard to say, Bob. I mean, so much has changed at the FBI, and I have been a critic of the FBI, and you have to acknowledge things are different there. However, this has been called the greatest scandal in American law enforcement history by a congressional committee, by the way. Connolly will be forever appealing his conviction. He claims he's the victim here. He's the prisoner of war that was left on the battlefield by the FBI generals who didn't want to be a part of anything when it became clear that the war had turned dirty.
How quickly does this commission usually reach its decision in cases such as this?
It seems likely they'll make the decision during the hearing today.
Former WBUR reporter David Boeri, thank you very much for speaking about this. Good to talk to you again, David.
Good to talk to you, Bob.